Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
What's up, what's up, what's up, guys? I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Let me bring this thing down. How you guys doing out there? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area, and it feels so good to be here with you guys tonight. What's going on? I got my cousin on IG. What's going on? Linnea, what's going on? Love you guys. What's going on, guys? And just want to send a shout out to you guys. Tonight I have one of my cousin's friends as well is coming on tonight. So I'm grateful for this opportunity to be here tonight. I'm excited about what God is doing tonight. I'm excited about everything that's happening tonight. I'm make sure I make this thing free live for everyone, make this public so everyone can see this for real, making this public for the viewing audiences. I appreciate you guys coming through. Love you too, cuz. Love you too, cuzzy. That's my cuzzy right there. My cuzzy's in the house. So, guys, I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful for what God is doing in my life. And, guys, and I hope that you guys are going to be blessed by what's happening tonight. I have a special guest who's coming on. She's going to be joining me on Zoom in a few minutes, none other than my friend and sister, Minister Chu. She has a nonprofit organization called Sisters Supporting Salvation Incorporated. Again, I'm having my special guest coming on tonight, Minister Chu. She has a nonprofit organization entitled Sisters Supporting Salvation Incorporated. So I'm going to say this. I'm very, very blessed that she's coming through here tonight. I'm blessed for you guys being here tonight. I really, really appreciate you guys and for the support. And for those guys who have been coming through, supporting me, encouraging me along this life, this race, you know, this thing that we're doing right now. So I just want to say I appreciate you guys for coming through on the real, on the real, on the real. So I just want to say shout out to you guys. Thank you so much. You know, how many guys know that we should look at life and realize how blessed we are? We should look at life and realize how blessed we are today. Because listen, guys, things could be a different, totally different way. Things could be going a totally different way. But I'm so grateful for what God is doing in my life in this season. So I just want to say, what's up, what's up? And I just want to say that I am so, so very thankful that my friends will be coming on tonight. You know, one of the things about it is, let me turn this thing down. Oh, she's coming through right now. She's coming through. It's coming through, coming through. Let me make sure I turn all these things down in here tonight. Let me bring my question. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how are you,
doing
Mr.
Well?
Pastor Greg Wright, my brother?
How you doing? You know, and first of all, it's good to see my sister on there. Now, you know my cousin Linnea. She's on the IG. And I know she's probably sending her love. She might be already hitting you up right now, sending you love. She's doing this and there, you know. But listen to this. So, you know, I was like, look, it is time to bring my sister on. It is time for us to have our brother and sister conversation, just rap and talk about life for this hour like we normally do. Normally, we're about to get together soon for some wings like we generally do and talk over some wings, but what's been going on in your life?
Oh, man. You know, I stay busy with life between full-time work, ministry, as far as the nonprofit, you know, just making sure we're staying all up to date on everything, and taking kids, you know, and, you know, just making sure we standing in the grace of God first and foremost, you know,
right.
Doing what he asked me to do every day.
That's it. That's it. You know what? The thing I love about is that you're like, you know, let me go ahead and do what God has called me to do. Let me go ahead and do the thing, and you are doing the thing. You are doing the thing. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful to see what God is doing in your life. You know, in this season, what kind of season has this been for you, sis?
Oh, this has definitely been a trying season, I think, for myself, as well as a lot of other people, coming out of the pandemic, all the unrest, the war, just, you know, so many different things for so many different people to kind of think about. It's been a season of reflection, in times like this, I always got to think, you know, where's my foundation? Where's my rock? Of course, we all know that my foundation and rock is God.
Right.
So being able to have that foundation has definitely kept me steady. However, you know, I won't say the ground hasn't shaken along the way.
Right, right.
It's definitely been a few little shakes, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and I just, you know, pray that, you know, more people get connected to that foundation that I have. And maybe, you know, we could start pulling things back together to where God designed it to be. You know, he didn't design us to be living in turmoil like this. You know, it's with unrest.
Right. You know what? Listen, we are in some turmoil. We are going through some stuff for real. And one of the things that you said that really, really touched home for me was you talking about this time being a time of reflection. You know, it definitely seemed like this has been a time for us to reflect and really get back to what is really, really honestly important. You know, what is really, really important. And, you know, and that's part is so true. You know, go ahead.
It's definitely time to take you back to the basics with the Bible. You know, we've gotten so watered down as even the Christians, you know, where we're not preaching to tell people, you know, exactly what God wants us to do. We preaching, you know, to definitely give hope and encouragement and all that stuff, but at a certain times we have to, you know, put the hammer down. You know, we have a loving and gracious God that we serve. However, we serve a disciplinary as well. You know, he wants us to do things the right way too. You just can't do things any kind of way.
Yes.
You know, we've kind of gotten to that point where people are kind of marching to their own beat. We got to get back on beat with God.
You know, and I love that you said we have to get back on beat with God, and that's what it's all about. You know, my cousin says, she says, amen, keep it real, sister. And she sends some love to you. My cousin Linnea.
Thank you. Yeah, she knows too. She knows we have to pull it back in, you know. We go out there, people running around doing what they want to do, you know, thinking it's okay. No, it's not. That's how we get it. These situations that we're in now and kind of feeling some wrath, you know?
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little wrath of God going on right about now.
Yeah.
For other folks at this point, I don't even know what the problem is. I'm like, God, whatever I'm doing wrong, forgive me. You know what? I don't even know what these other people are doing wrong.
Right.
Them, but whatever they doing, because I don't want to feel the wrath because of that.
You know, and that's exactly what people are doing, you know? And the thing about it is that, like you said, understand your foundation. It's time to reflect, think, reflect, and change. Get back on track. And you know, with my mom's death and everything, it's given me an opportunity to really sit back and look at some things. You know, life is changing. You know, and the thing about it is that are we really doing what God has called us to do? Are we focusing on the things that God wants us focused on? Are we losing focus from other things? You know. Is our house in order? You know, everyone's ready to throw stones and all that stuff. Is our house in order? And what you said, how do we get that house back in order, sis? You already said it. Get back to basics.
We We got to get back to the Bible.
We got to get back to God.
Everything we need is in there. You know, sometimes I find myself reading, and I'll be like, that was deep. You know, it might be something
right.
I needed that day that's going to provide, you know, direction for me in that moment. You know, but you got to be able to open up the Bible. You got to be able to read the Bible. You got to be able to follow the Bible.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't always, you know, sometimes there's some tough stuff in there. But, you know, come on now, it's time.
To get back. It's time. Time to make a change. We are the people who can do it. We got to get back to the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I don't got the other half of the word. I think stand up tall on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. You know, we just got to get back to the basics. And that's it. Now, I'm going to try not to be as corny as I am when we get together with some wings.
Sometimes them conversations be a little deep over those wings.
I know, right? I know. But, you know, I was like, listen, y'all, I told her this. I said, look, sis, it's time for you to come back on. And she's like, when? I'm like, tomorrow. She's like, okay. Send me her headshot. Have y'all seen that glamour shot headshot? But you know.
Only get glammed up once in a while.
That's once in a while. But, you know, that whole thing about basics, you know, I feel like now we have to make sure we're not distracted. I think right now, if everyone's focusing on, it's like America right now is focused on certain things. I say, I'm not going to talk about that. You know, we're not going to even talk about that. We're not going to even go there. But it's such a teachable moment. And the thing about it is, someone said this. And I don't know if it was you who said something to the point of, it's not that people don't think, it's that people don't care. No, one of my spiritual aunts said that. You know, it's not that people don't know. It's just that people do not care. So we got to get time to back to the basics. We have to get back to L-O-V-E, love, God's way.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that you even mentioned the distractions. There's been so many distractions that have been a lot of people on a daily basis, just, you know, listening to, you know, all of the trials and tribulations that people are going through.
Right.
A lot of times they don't even realize that they are distractions to book them off of their path. You know, if you're following God, you know, the devil's going to throw the book at you. And not only the devil, because I tell people sometimes, I don't know whether it's the devil or people, or is it God testing me in that moment.
Exactly.
Because, they feel kind of similar sometimes.
Preach now. Preach now.
But,
sister.
You know, you got to be ready for the test, but then you also got to stop the devil down too. Push him out your way. Say, no, not today, Satan. I actually went and bought the shirt. Not today, Satan.
Not today.
On good days, I have to throw my shirt on and tell him, not today. You can't take me today because I'm going to continue to do what God has planned for me this day. No matter what comes your way, you just got to still stay focused on God. Still stay focused on what he has for you. Stay focused on the will of God,
right.
period. Just kind of doing things his way, and the rest will start to clear up. You know, I've hit quite a few rough patches through my good days, but I didn't let that sway me left or right. You know, I just continue to stay on my path, and God pulls me straight through. Straight through.
I love it. Straight through. Yes. You know, and the thing about it, I got to tell you this. I want to tell you this. I did make this public for everyone. So, sister, everyone, your friends will be able to see it tonight. I made it public. My cousin wrote this. She wrote, if you do not wake up now and focus on God, I don't know what will wake you up. God is telling us to focus on him, ! I'd say the ! Because she meant that. What's going on, Henry? What's going on, Marlon? She meant that. Are you there, sis?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so that's like what my cousin was saying. And that's it. If you do not wake up now and focus on God, I don't know what will wake you up. God is telling us to focus on him. And guys, people are passing so quickly, and it just makes me think and really say, you know what, let us get back to what the Bible is saying about love, what the Bible is saying about God, what the Bible is saying about saying, period, because we need God.
You know, every day.
Every day.
All day, every day.
Yeah, what's going on, Harry? I'm doing okay. We're doing okay. Thank you for joining in. We got my friends Henry and Marlon and my cousin, my cousin out there on IG. What's going on? So I'm on IG too. You know, but we've got to get back to basics, sis. We got to get back to basics. And one of the things I was saying, and you and I talked about this as far as coming out of the pandemic, and when things are, we're about to get back into the full swing of things, and it seems like my schedule is just going by so quickly. But it's like, let's get, remember what God was teaching us during this season, during that season when we couldn't go anywhere. So are we going to opt back to going back to where families, we're not talking, where if you're in marriage, if you're married, you know, some people, you know, got that together. Some people realize it's time to move on, but it's just that we've got, during this time, God has done so many different things, and God's saying, put your focus on me. God's had to remove some people, bring some people to support us, to encourage us, and then, you know, it's, God's just been moving. We're all on different paths, but the one path that we are all striving for and not working towards, but doing our best to get there is heaven. You know, we might be on different paths, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the ultimate goal. You know, this is just a temporary place for me. I need to find out where my soul's going to be resting. You know, and to get there, and you even, you know, keep going back to the basics, as we mentioned, you know, but that basics, you know, during that pandemic, I just really thought that,
yeah,
you know, and just watching people interact, all of,
yeah,
the different people reading the Bible, all, you know, from all flavors, not even Christians. You had people praying who never prayed a day in their life. And I'm going to tell you, my prayer got elevated. I was shocked to look at my own self during the pandemic. You know, I've always been a praying sister. I've always been a prayer for the family, you know, leading,
right, right,
this, you know, praying at church. But I'm going to tell you, it was elevated. I was definitely showing up and showing out. It's so many different people. Just using people,
right,
to say, hey, I'm still here, even though we're in the midst of this madness, I'm still here.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
the worship turned real. That's all basic. Our worship, you know, praise and worship. Come on, people. You know, I'm looking at all these people at the concerts. I'm looking at all of these people,
right,
out at dinner. I'm looking at all of these people out celebrating. Why, when I step into church, we still got empty seats? Why, when I'm looking at these broadcasts,
right,
online, the seats are still empty? You know, come on, people. If we can get back to the club and get back to concerts and shows and the tickets, come on, we need to get back to God. Come on now. We were all praying. We were all asking God for this. Now he has taken us to a place where we're coming out of this and we're seeing the fruits of the labor of our prayers. Come on, we got to give it back to him. Come on,
yes,
now.
Yes,
I'm going to do all this good work, and then you don't need to give me no credit for the work I've done.
Yeah.
Come on, it's time.
It's time. It's all right now. I'm still here. It's time. I love that. It's time. You know, and like you said, let me give a shout out real quick. Let me give my mind to that, right. Now, Auntie Deborah says, good evening, everyone. Auntie Sheila says, not just read it, but do as he says. Go ahead now. Auntie Waters says, amen, amen,
absolutely,
amen. And Auntie Sheila says, amen, I'm still here. Yes, yes, preach. Yes, she is on fire. This girl is on fire tonight. but you know,
I don't know. I get a little fired up about the Lord, you know. Well, once I get started, I get the rolling.
I know, right? Listen, she's had some words for me.
He's just unworthy. You know, I've seen so much in this lifetime of mine, so many ups, so many downs, the
right,
valleys, the
right,
peaks, you know, all of this good stuff. You know, I can't praise him enough for all that he's done for me and even keeping me in my seasons of low. You know, he kept all of us in this season of low. We so many deaths, so many shootings, like I said earlier, the war, all of this stuff heavy. That stuff is heavy. Ain't no way in the world I'm carrying this. Somebody said, well, how do you continue to do all that you do? I don't continue to do anything because I turn this stuff over to God. What's up? Pray on it. I give it to him. I'm not going to carry this load by myself, man. I would have been turned out this building if I had
to. I know, right?
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Listen, I was like, you know what? Listen, we got to have this conversation on here. None of this is scripted. We're talking like we normally talk. You know, we're just inviting you to – I invite her to this platform. Like, and she's not a stranger, so you guys have heard her before. Listen to this. My cousin on IG, Linnea, says this. Prayer is our foundation. It is our heart connection to God. Holy Spirit will prepare our hearts for our presence and future and eternity. May we always find ourselves in the place of prayer. Whew. Yes, we gotta stay in prayer.
Absolutely. That prayer is absolutely that connection. You know, when you find yourself not being able to go to God in prayer, you know, it's a disconnect.
Margaret says amen. Cousin says amen. So you have an amen corner. Preach. Yes. You are up here preaching tonight. You know, and one of the things you said, and I got to say this, I was saying that with my mother when she gone through what she gone through. I was saying a disconnect, right? I felt that disconnect. Remember we talked about that? But you said something tonight. Mm-hmm. We're still connected to God. Like my cousin says, prayer is our foundation. So there's no disconnect from God. You know, people might come and go during different seasons in our lives, but we're still connected to God. And to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So make sure we're still connected. You know, I'm still connected to God. I'm still connected to God. You know, so regardless of what we're going through.
Those relationships, God is never going to leave you. Point blank. I don't care. That's just the kind of God we serve.
Right.
Always there. It's us that's not always connected the way we should be.
Right.
It's not God's connection. It's our connection. AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, somebody show up because I need that connection with God. And thank God we don't need to pay the bill to get to them.
You know what?
That connection stays on forever.
You know my saying, but I can't say it now, but I'm going to say it. you know my saying, if you're here, I have to slap you, but I can't even say that nowadays. I can't say that right now.
Please not today. Not this week, not next week either.
I'm just going to drop the mic. Drop the mic.
Here we go. All right. Mic drop.
Yeah, I'm going to change what I would normally say. I'm going to have to amend that. Hey, Gina. Yeah, so get back to what we're talking about, because it's so true. I love what you said, sis. It's not God's connection with us, is about our connection with God. So that when life happens, sometimes we close the door because we're going through what we're going through. And I wasn't closing the door on God, so I wasn't doing that, you know. But in some places, it's like what you said just made sense. Like, yeah, I said that there's a connection, but guess what? God is always there. I got the ultimate connection. The ultimate is the connection. He will never leave me nor forsake me. Come on now. Where's the, Where's the organ? He will never leave me nor forsake me. He said he'll be right there for me in the thick and the thin. Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you, somebody asked me the other day, why do preachers always put that ooh in there? Well, I said, you know what? It's the Holy Spirit that come and fill them, man. They don't even know they're doing it most of the time. But they tell me, they say, you know, Minister Chill, when you get up there and preach, buddy, we don't even recognize you. Who's that person? My kids even say that. See, they say, Mom, Mama, you got that preacher voice when you go up there. And somebody say, we can sit back and say, just wait a minute. Watch your change over.
Right.
You know, that's the Spirit of God. You know, when you stand up there before God and you preach his word, you ask for him to decrease you. So if I don't sound like me or move like me or flow like me, guess what? It ain't me. It's God himself.
That's right. Listen, I know when we're eating over wings, guys, she put that wing down and she looked at me and she changed that voice. I said, okay, God, I'm listening. And she's like, are you listening? Are you listening? Do you hear me?
You know, I got to keep you focused sometimes. You know.
Yes. Because she's, listen, it's so great to have friends like you. And I talk about, who are we connected to? I was talking about that last week, and God's placed that on my heart the past year, the past 6 months or so. Who are we connected to? Who are we? What is our connection? Who do we have in our corner to pray us through, to encourage us? Because sometimes she'll call, what you doing? I'm not going to say my nickname on here. But what you doing? What are you doing? What's going on? You know, it's been too long. You know, and so it's amazing how God can use and work through our connections with each other. So we need people, need godly people, people who love God, people who love us, love themselves, and love God, and love us.
And I will tell you, my bishop actually has been preaching on, you know, these different topics over the last few months that just
right.
been resonating. And one of the things that he said 1 week was he was talking about how, you know, the people that we surround ourselves with, how we have to be careful who we're placing ourselves with, because we don't want to place ourselves with individuals who are going to always constantly pull us down. Of course, ministry, pastor, minister. So we got to minister to people like all different places. You never turn your back on those people. But when you need that support, you know, the strong needs support, the strong needs help. You know, we need that too. Yes, Pastor, I'm going to call you and say, hey, how you feeling? You know, what do you need? If we need to pray together,
right.
Let's stop, drop, and pray. I told you, it's like 911, and we on fire. Stop, drop, and pray wherever you are. You know, that's just the kind of place that we have to be. So we do need to surround around people who are able to do that. You don't only want to be to people, best people who can't give you what you need when you need it as well.
You know, question.
Like Crab Earl.
Yeah. Like who's in our top five? Who's in your top five? Can you hear me, sis?
Well, in my top five, you're definitely one of the ones in my top five.
I know, listen, you're
one of the in my top five.
I know, listen, you're in my top five, definitely.
I know people that I can call on.
All right, come on now. You know, and
I got quite a few.
Yeah, so we have
to
say
top 10. But I feel that moment that I need to be filled too, and that would give me what I need.
Mm. You know, and the thing I love about it is that, like, you say, in some things you challenge me. As like one of my spiritual sisters, you challenged me to say, well, maybe God might be telling you this. And I was like, no, he's not telling me that. He's not telling me that. And you're like, well, maybe so. And I said, like, okay, maybe so. No, now it might be what he told me. You know what I'm talking about. It might be what he showed me. But what you had shared with me, and we're not going to talk about that one on here. but you know, the thing about it is that being open, hearing God speak to people, and when you know someone loves you and they want the best, God's best for you, sit back and say, okay, I'm going to listen, I'm going to hear, because God might be speaking to that person, you know.
Right.
You know, so
right.
It's great, like you said, like you said, your preacher was talking about the people as far as the support. Who's in your corner? Who are you connected to?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is so important, because we're wondering how come we're not going any further, and some of the people we're connected to, they're not trying to move forward. They might be trying to go, but if we stay connected to them, it's like trying to pull them. They either pull you or you can pull them. It'll be a hot mess. At this point, it's like that whole thing, reflect, relax, relate, release, let go. God, what are you saying to me? Show me what you want to do, because I don't want to just go and just do what I want to do. What are you telling me?
Like I said, and I mentioned, I definitely want to be surrounded with some people, some strong mentors, that are able to pull me along, because you never know what somebody else has along the way either, that, some connections work too.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's connections to God, even if it's somebody praying over you, if it's someone giving you advice, how do you get elevated? How do I get to the next level? Nobody even has gotten to where they are by themselves. Point blank. We need people. Next level. Nobody's gotten to where they are by themselves. Point blank. We need people.
Yeah, we definitely need people. Now, I apologize for that. Listen, I was trying to respond to someone. I was like, oh, I can't do that. You probably heard that feedback. I apologize. But listen, apologize. I said, let me just go ahead and reply back to this. But my cousin says, I like that. Stop, drop, and pray. Yes. Stop, drop, and pray. I love it.
Oh, absolutely. And people will think you're a little weird, too. But I tell you, sometimes ministry happens wherever you are. Wherever the emergency is, don't feel bad. I can recall myself one time, and I had to think about it. Someone called and say, hey, I need you right now. I said,
right.
Where are you? I drive to the spot. Like, we're in the middle of the hood.
Right.
Where I'm, like, at a supermarket with all these people walking by. And she's, like, in crisis. I want to fuck a lot. Middle of the hood. Lay hands. Pour out my oil. We laying hands. We praying. We crying. We tears.
I'm going in.
And people walking by looking at us like, what in the world is going on here?
Yeah.
I'm crying. I'm not praying. You got to be ready at all times. It's an emergency. We burn it.
Put the fire out. Now listen, you know me. You know I have a song in my head right now that's called I can say stop, drop, and play, but I'm not gonna do it right here because I'll be giving someone a free song. No, I'm not gonna do that. I'll sing it for you later. But I can hear that. That's a song. Stop, drop, pray. Yes, that's a song right there. Stop, drop, and pray.
It's an emergency.
But listen, that's a sermon right there. How many of us are willing to stop doing what we're doing? How many of us are willing to...
You will be surprised on how many people are afraid to just stop right in that moment.
Wow.
You got people who, fearful of what people are going to think, fearful of what people are going to say. Hey, take the limits off. You know what? You got to do it. We just got to go. That's right here, right now.
Stop where you are. Stop. Don't be afraid to stop. Guess what? I was thinking about some of the things we know, some of the things that are happening nowadays and in this season. And it's like, look, focusing on other people's things, what they're going through, I say, let me pray for them. Guess what? Not my monkey, not my show. What has God called me to do? Don't get off focus. Be willing to stop. Stop what you're doing. Hear what God is saying. Repent. Stop. Just be still for a second. Be still for a moment. Be still for a moment.
You know that still hurts.
It
hurts sometimes. Especially when you always moving, when you always thinking, when you always busy. Those seasons of illness, sometimes it
makes
me feel like I'm bleeding.
I know, right? You already know me. I can never stop. I'm like, I'm always doing something. I'm always, and it's like, stop. Now, how about that part about drop? Because, you're doing a little mini sermon. Stop, then drop.
Drop. You just got to drop what you're doing, drop what you're thinking, drop what you thought you was going to do. Sometimes that's not what God asked for
yes,
you.
Yes,
you
yes.
know, you got to put it down. This is not the time. This might not be the time or the place. You know, let's not
right.
do this right here. Let's not do that. No.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Cool. Yeah.
You stop. Drop. Like you said, drop. Some of us are afraid to stop. Some of us are afraid to drop. Because what's going to happen if we drop? Because sometimes God might say, go left. You're saying, Lord, you know, I was planning on going right. You know, God might tell you, I need to do a U-turn. Lord, if I do a U-turn, that's taking me away from where you spent telling me to go. But don't be afraid to drop your vision and take on God's vision. All right?
All right now, brother. Come on now. Preach it.
All right. But, you know, that's a fair part of it. It's like, Lord, I wanted to do this. You called me to do this, and it might be this is not the season. This is not the season. You know, and being willing to say, okay, drop what you're doing. Like I said, drop what you're doing. Lord, what are you saying to me? Drop what you're doing. Stop, drop, and pray. Someone's afraid to stop.
So let me show you something. So drop. To me, even goes a tad bit further.
Take it.
When you're working with God, you know, you have to start dropping some of those bad habits that you had.
Yeah.
You have to stop. You have to drop some of that negative thinking that you have. You're working with God now. You don't need that. You have to drop. But you can say, hey, we don't even have no script today. Can I say, oh, come on. I say, what you talking about today so I can practice? Then I practice. We just bust up. I'm like, oh, okay. I have to drop me on that. You know, I'm used to, I would have had some stickies, some notes, some mountains, something deep to say, you know, all that good stuff. But sometimes that's not what God wants. He just needs us to come, and he needs us to come real. Doing. People don't always need to hear a script. People need to hear what you have to say.
Yeah. What's going on with the sound, sister?
I don't know. You can't hear me?
I can hear you now. Go ahead and say that because you look like you were on fire. Say it again.
Look, I don't know where you left off at, but I definitely was on fire a little bit, just a little bit. You know, I was, you know, just saying pretty much. You know, just dropping, you know, the whole thing as far as yourself in certain
right.
seasons. You know, even if you don't feel comfortable at all, you know, you still just got to go with it. You got to do it. You got to just increase you. You dropping yourself in the midst of all of this. You know, keep it moving. You got to
yeah.
do what God needs you to do, regardless.
Drop your plans and pick up his plans. Come on now. Drop your plans. Be willing. Don't be afraid to stop. Then don't be afraid to drop your plan and say, Lord, what do you have me to do? Drop. You know, people that have
drop
that,
it.
You know, people have that challenge. You know that drop challenge? I see people look at some of these videos on Instagram that the music comes, they go, boom. You know, they do all that to drop it like it's hot. How about dropping it for the Lord? Stop where you are, drop and do what God's got. How about the drop challenge. No, not that drop like it's hot, but dropping it wherever you are and praying.
Come on. We can start that challenge, you know? Come on now. We
got
to put some
praying
hands
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, I know, right? For real.
Just start dropping a whole bunch of stuff. Start dropping pride.
Yeah. All right.
All that. Got to go. Drop it.
Drop the pride. Drop the egos. Drop
That's
all
it.
The foolishness.
That's it.
You know, and that really shows that if we're really, 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 really serious. Because some of us, we have this dream that even in our work and our ministry to God and to his people, that we're not willing sometimes to stop and drop what we have.
It is hard. It's hard sometimes when you're thinking, well, I got this to do and I got that to do. I got excuse me, God is more important than any of that stuff. I've heard people say, well, you always doing something. You know what? That's the secondary. I'm not going to lunch over going to church. I'm not going to not do Bible study or, you know, on our Bible study night because somebody got a concert to go to. You know, I'm going to do my best. Not saying I don't mess up just a little bit sometimes. But, you know, but for the most part, I'm going to stay on track. You know, I'm going to be doing the things that are keeping me in line with God.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing about doing, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Work out your salvation. Because at the end of the day, guess what? We're not going to be standing in front of God based on what your mama, daddy, husband, wife, kids, you know, other family members, close friends, what they're doing is basically on you. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. What's important to you? And this is not the season to play around. This is not the season to play around. Stop. Drop. And when you drop, pray. If my people who are called by my name will what? Humble themselves,
pray
and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and will heal their land. You know,
absolutely.
Pray. Pray your way
through. And we heard that prayer for the last 2 years through this pandemic. They made songs. They made t-shirts. They made all of that. Come on now. We can't forget to humble ourselves.
Yeah, humble ourselves.
And pray.
Humble ourselves and pray. Humble ourselves
and pray. Just because the world opened back up don't mean we stop praying.
You know what? You know, I cannot say, sis, if you were here, I would slap you. So I'm not going to say that. Sis, if you were here, I have to give you a fist up, a fist bump. Yeah, I'll do that.
Right.
I'm not saying slap thing because you said it right there. You said it right there. That last thing you said. So powerful. You know, we really got to take this thing seriously. Just because the world is open back up, the fear, not even saying the fear, the worry or concern that I had was that we would just go back to the way things were. And it's kind of hard for things to go back to exactly the way they were. You know,
we need to be taking all that good and positive stuff right with us. It should not be going back the way it used to be. We are now elevated to a whole new level. We've seen what God can do in the midst of madness,
right?
Turmoil and camp season, and He kept us. He kept us through it all. Come on now, we can't go back there. Can't be no doubt at this point. Can't be no fear at this point. He knows He's gonna keep us. Come on,
people.
Get on the bus.
I put my hands in that. We already know how good he's been.
I'm on the bus.
You're on the bus?
I'm on the bus.
You're on the bus?
Yes, indeedy.
And that bus is on the battlefield.
Definitely on the bus.
And that bus is on the battlefield for our Lord. Come on now. Well,
you even mentioned that, you know, we doing this, you know, for our personal salvation. Now, I'm going to tell you, once we cross over, ain't nobody else going with us. The stuff not going with us. Money not going with us. These jobs that we're taking over, them literally ain't going with us because I ain't thinking about it.
Right.
So, when I get, you know, to that day, I don't want to have any reservation that God to feel like I've not done everything that I should do to be worthy to be there.
Yes.
I'm coming in bold. Coming in live and bold.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Because, you know, because we're here for a season. Like you said, we can't take any of these things with us. We're the people going crazy over things. You know, are you right? Is your heart right? Are you doing what you're supposed to do? Are you loving your neighbors? Are you treating people the way you want to be treated? Are you doing it to others as you have them do unto you? Are you showing God's love to people? We can't say we love God yet hate our brother. You know, come on. I can't say I love God, but I treat you like I don't know what. You know, that's not
the God's love. That's not the example He shows us, because no matter what, He still loves us through it all. You know, we can't just... people want to hook and say, now you've done this to me, so I don't love you. Yeah, my love might be a little different, but I'm still designed to love you. I will love you to your mess. I will love you to your pain. I will, might have to love you from a distance, too, but I'm going to still love you. You know, and I see a lot of people who typically do nowadays, they're short.
Yeah.
You have so many people who are very short tempered, very short term, willing to let people go at the drop of a dime, but that's not what we're designed for. You know, I even get it all the time. Well, mommy, why are you still so nice to these people? Because that's what God designed me to be. It's not about me. Do I know when something's not flowing accordingly? Of course I know.
Yeah.
Of course I feel it. I'm not blind, you know, blind to what's around me. You know, I can see clearly.
Right,
but, you know, that's not what God has for me. If God says this person has owned you to the no means, but they need food today, I'm going to feed them because that's what my Father would do for me. You know,
right.
God's still going to, I know I did wrong, and he is not taking his hand off of me.
Amen.
God let me fall to the wayside. We can't let our people fall either.
Yes, we cannot let our people fall either. I know you're already preaching. Look, it sounded like you're preaching. It went out for a second. I was like, mm-hmm. Yes, that's... She pray over there preaching. I know...
What's going on over here today? But yes, no. Yes. You know, I'm just saying, pretty much, we need to still be like how God is with us. No matter what we do, no matter how wrong we get, he still loves us. Of course, you know, we have some times that we fall short of the glory.
Man
fall short of the glory. You know, but, you know, still love them. Still love them.
Yes, still love them.
Regardless.
Come on now. You know,
Unconditionally.
Unconditionally.
Unconditional love. No strings.
No strings attached. It's like, I'm going to love you because you do this for me. No, I'm going to love you. And even when you act a fool, I'm going to forgive you. And guess what? Now, God doesn't want us, my mom would say, God doesn't want us to be a fool. That's what she would say. God's given us common sense. But you love. You love. But just because you love, that means you have to let the person back into your space. But you still love them. You still pray for them. You still want the best for them. You still do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a saying, when people show you who they are, believe it. Believe it. But at the same time...
Well, yeah, like I said, sometimes it does have to be from afar to make sure, but, you know, I am my brother's keeper.
Yeah.
You know, you still got to keep your brother.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not going to see you starve. I'm not going to see
that's
you,
right.
You know, hunger. I'm not going to see you thirst.
That's right.
If I
that's
have,
right.
You're going to have. Point blank.
Exactly. Point blank, drop the mic, point blank. You know, and I got to tell you this. You know, stop, drop, and pray. You said that, and we did a little mini sermonette over around stop, drop, and pray. But with that pray, you have to also put some action on there. You know, when you're out there, you're praying, but while I'm praying, I'm working, I'm doing too. Lord, what do you call me to do? Okay. Certain things we're saying, Lord, what do you want me to do? If your place is messed up, clean it up. Sometimes people are waiting for something to drop out of the sky. Like, certain things, guys, give you common sense to do. If you need to clean up something, you clean it up. If something's dirty, you clean it up. You pray and you do what God's calling you to do. And I just saw you when you're doing that, when you're saying that, I can imagine you cleaning up everything and wiping down during this pandemic. So not only were you praying, you were cleaning up, because cleanness next to godliness, they say, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. You know, you got to clean up. You got to clean up your house. You got to clean up, you know, your thoughts. You got to clean up your heart. You got to clean it all up.
Good.
You know, you just can't come at it without thinking of it, you know, faith without works is dead. You can come on now, and you got to have the work to go along with it. You got to put in the muscle grease. You know, when the time's getting hard, you got to go out and take a look in the mirror. Okay, what is it that you need me to do, God? And like I told you, this Bible tells you everything that you should be doing.
Yeah.
Those instructions are in there. You know, you how to get your house in order. You know, people who, you know, financially strapped, how do we get our stuff in order? First of all, I know what financially strapped looks like. I know about tithing my $2 that was left out of my three. I know all about it.
Exactly,
you know, but you gotta be faithful over little, and you know, God gives you much. In those seasons, you know, even if it's, you know, little time that you're being faithful over, little money that you're being faithful over, you know, little hope, you better be faithful over what you have.
Yes,
come,
yes,
on,
yes.
Now,
come on
pull
now.
It in.
Come on now.
Pull it in.
Pull it in, pull it in, pull it in. You know, and I love that part about you got to be faithful. You know, you got to do your part. And we've got to take ownership of the part that we can do, the part that God wants us to do. You know, because if we're going to be this light, we got to be willing to be that light. Don't be ashamed to be that light. Share that love. Spread that love. Demonstrate that love. You know, be love. You know, talk about put on Christ. Sometimes we can reach people just by the way we treat them. By showing them love.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
By showing them love. Yeah. By showing them love. You know, listen, guys. I tell you, I've had to reflect, like you said, this season, a reflection. If you said at the top of the program tonight about this being a season of reflection and really, like, wherever you guys are, you know, get to a point where you say, you know what, am I doing what God has called me to do? And guess what? People are going to always talk. It doesn't matter how nicely you treat people and how well you treat people or respect people. People are going to be people, and they're going to talk about you. They're going to talk about you. As some people might say, they talk about Jesus. Guess what? They're going to talk about you. But, you know, the thing about it is that we are not by ourselves in this. We're not by ourselves. So be that light. Be that change agent. Be that different person. Be that smile that brightens someone's life. Be that hug that changes someone's heart. Be that word that softens someone's mind. Be that word that challenges.
Absolutely.
Come on now. Come on.
We are that light of the world. You know, God designed us to be the light.
Yeah.
God designed us to shine. He designed us to, you know, he gets to bring people along. You know, right now that's what we have to do. You know, everybody has to be able to band together. I used to be a fan of the Care Bears. You know, they used to do the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and join in together, and the big light thing goes up. I mean,
right.
We gotta be that. Come on now, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What are we waiting on?
Yes,
you know,
what are we waiting on?
We gotta shine that light. You know, we're better. You know, when we're all combining all our spiritual gifts, all our prayers, when we all walk in the same path, when we're all being faithful, we're all following God. Come on now, there's nothing the devil gets in our way that we can't crash down.
Come on now, come on. You know, and I love that when you said that. You know, I just think we just having this conversation. And say, we don't have to be all deep. Just go ahead and have a conversation. You know, just say, if you're tired of doing it your way, just say, Lord, I need you right now. And say, Lord, I need you right now. I need to be in your presence. I need to feel your presence. I would like to feel your presence. Lord, I need you to change my heart. You know, Lord, help me to pray. And if you don't know what to pray, just like you said,
Lord. Raise your hands, Lord.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Something. Give them something. Just some free words. You ain't got to go in on it.
Yeah.
You don't have to be like the ministers in the front of the church. You ain't got to pray like that.
Yeah.
You don't got no criteria on how you come to them. Hey, a prayer is a prayer. You know, you talk real. Hey, when I first started praying to God, I started, you know, I joined church when I was 21 years old.
Right.
I used to start to pray along, but hey, JC, you know, let's keep it straight. You know what I mean? He still heard my prayers. Like,
yeah.
Come the way it would come now. But, come on now, just say something to him.
Yes, say something to him. Guess what? He will answer you. He will be there. Well, we have to be willing to listen. We have to be willing to, we talk about God not being there for us. We got to make sure we're open to what God is doing in our lives. We have to make sure we're open. And, you know, so are you open, wherever you guys are? Are you open? Are you open tonight? You know, and I just wanted to come here and talk to my sister, my sister come on here tonight and talk with us, because guys, this is real. You know, this what we're experiencing right now in life, this is real. People are dying for real. But if you have Christ in your life, if you have Christ in your heart, if you're willing to stop, drop, and pray wherever you are, stop, drop, and pray.
And then, as you said, and then you got to do.
You got to do.
Take off your cross and follow him daily. Come on now.
Come on.
Whatever your cross is, you got to pick it up. Carry it, drag it along. Come on. We trying to get
come
there.
Come on. Trying to get there. Listen, I got loved ones over there. I got a mother over there. I have my grandparents over there. I have some uncles and aunts and cousins over there. How many trying to go back and go to heaven? How many guys want to go to heaven? How many guys want eternal life? Come on. You know, and I said this, let me run this race like they've run their races, right? Let us run this race, but we're not alone.
Yeah,
I
am
here with you. How about that? You have Michael Jackson song, You Are Not Alone.
Never alone.
I don't.
Never at the right time. Yes. I'm never alone.
All right, Gordon. Hey. All right. That's right.
I can't sing and be a songbird like you, but I can make some joyful noise for the Lord.
Listen, you shocked me. I'm like, what? Sister got some skills. Go ahead, sister. So we're going to be singing that song. I already started. I didn't know you knew that song.
All right, now. Come on, now.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Never alone, guys. You're never, never alone. So I just want to encourage you guys tonight. Wherever you guys are, just know that you're never alone. And listen, and in the comment section, when you guys look at this and those who are here, you know, tell us what really touched your heart tonight. What really touched your heart? And please share this on your pages. But I'm grateful for those who came through. And, you know, I'm grateful that you came through, sis.
Anytime. It's my pleasure.
Now tell them where they can reach you.
Well, you can always reach me at sister.salvation@ymail.com. That's a direct line to me, to my email. I do have a webpage as well. This is supportingsalvation.org. You can always reach me there as well. If you know any youth or teens who need anything, service learning hours, training, just going through a rough time, by all means, push them over to me. We got services for them.
All right, guys. Listen. Make sure you put that on my page too. Put that on that link on my page so they can have it right there for you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there.
Okay. Well, listen, guys, I'm so grateful to have my sister, this is my baby sister in the Lord, Minister Chu, you know, on here tonight. And she's not our first time, so we're definitely going to do this again. I loved it. This is how our conversations are over wings, so I cannot wait to see what our conversations are going to be over wings this time.
Next time you give me a topic, sir, look, you got me.
Unscripted. Look, that's the best time to be unscripted. Unscripted with G. With Reverend Dr. G, come on now. You let the Lord use
you.
The Lord
God's
used
been
you.
Working on me.
The Lord used you now.
He always do. He shows up in the midst.
Yes, he took you out of your comfort zone. But look at God shining through. Because you preach tonight now. But I want to say God bless you guys. If you really are really serious about it, we are really serious. We're joking around, playing around, but we're serious about the gospel. We're serious about God. We're serious about what God is doing, what we believe God is doing in our lives. So, guys, let them in. Just stop, drop, and pray wherever you are. Be willing to say, Lord.
And if you need to connect to God, you know, by any means, you know, write in the comments, something, if you never prayed the prayer of salvation, you know, we're here. We're willing to do that with you. You want to make sure that God knows that you have that connection back to him. The same way he's connecting to you, you have to connect back to him as well. So, you know, I always offer anyone, you know, the opportunity to connect with God no matter what. You know, wherever you're going through, don't try to clean yourself up first. Don't, you know, put things in a place that I need to do this or I need to do that. bad. You don't need to do anything to come to God. His arms are open and he's waiting for you.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Chu. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming here. I look forward to this again. Next time, I'm just going to let you have it. Preach for the hour. Go ahead and preach for the hour. Well, listen, God bless you. I will talk to you later. I look forward to having some wings really, really soon with you.
All right. You got it. You got it.
All right. God bless you guys. I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. May God bless you wherever you are. Please share this video on your pages. Please connect with Minister Chu. And God bless you. Continue to pray for my ministry, pray for her ministry, and be encouraged and be blessed to know that you're not alone. Good night.
Good night.